Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen.
Something
I've
never seen. Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise our Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Daily Fire, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including life teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, live on Blog Talk Radio at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I thank you for joining in with me on this great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I am a church on fire. Our topic for today is, do you have a dream? Do you have a dream? And our scriptures come from the books of Amos 5:24 and Proverbs 29:18. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how you can tune in to Daily Fire with me. You can tune in live by calling in at 7 a.m. to 323-870-4180. Again, that number is 323-870-4180, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me right now. But if you cannot call in live at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. 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 But the best way to ensure that you don't miss the fire is to follow the Daily Fire podcast by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Let me just take a brief minute on this because I was speaking to some people and they didn't really understand how that works. So the entire phone number is 33222. So what you do is you go into your text messages, like you're just going to send a text to someone, and the space where you would type in their telephone number, or if you were sending it to a contact, you know, the space where you would put in their name, you just type the numbers 33222. That's the entire phone number. Then in the space wherein you type your message, just type the letters DF for Daily Fire and click send, and that's it. And as soon as you do, you will receive a confirmation text. It will tell you that you're following the show, and it will also have today's recording in it. So once you receive that, once you do that, then Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, you'll receive your text automatically with that day's topic and a link that you can click, and it will take you straight to the recording. You will also be able to share that text like any other text by forwarding or sharing it with others, which helps you to be a witness by spreading the word of God to others. All right, so text DF to phone number 33222. And I really want you to do that today. Let's try to send this out. If every person will send this out to at least two people today, there'd be well over 100 new souls that would have heard the word of the Lord on today. Okay? All right. So text DF to phone number 33222 or just send them to feelthefire.com. Well, by now you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 24, reading from the KJV. But let judgment run down its waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? We've heard Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. say that many times. And then Proverbs 29:18, also from the KJV. Where there is no vision, listen now, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Let me read that again. Where there is no vision, no dream, no strategy, no hope. The people perish, are destroyed, torn down, brought down, divided, segregated. But he that keepeth the law, he or she that keeps the hope of God, glory, happy, blessed, prosperous, confident, and assured is he or she. Wasn't that powerful? Come on and give God praise right now. What is our topic? Say it with me right now. Do you have a dream? On today, January 21st, 2019, we celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was born in Atlanta, Georgia, January 15th, 1929, and whose life was, you know, shortened from our perspective as he was assassinated on April 4th, 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee. He was, of course, married to the late Coretta Scott King, and they had four children, Martin Luther King III, Yolanda King, Dr. Bernice King, and Dexter King. And we saw Dr. King become the prominent face of the civil rights movement and the for the goal of ending racial inequality, specifically with a focus on African Americans. So he got out there and he led and he marched and he helped rally the troops. And then with the assistance of so many other renowned great leaders and even the unsung heroes of, you know, the unknown foot soldiers, people who endured being bitten by dogs. Come on, y'all know about Bloody Sunday. People who endured being hosed down. People who endured being lynched and their bodies hung for all to see. People who had gotten tired of having to be second-class citizens sitting at the back of the bus. People who were tired of only being able to come in through the back door. Segregated schools, segregated water fountains, segregated everything. Sad enough, glory. But as you can see in the word that I read to you today from Proverbs 29:18, saying enough is never enough. If there is no vision or no goal that you are going to be striving for to make enough, surrender to more than enough, that I won't take that anymore. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, you are perishing. You are destroyed. When all you do, in other words, is render lip service, when you will talk the talk, but you're too afraid to walk the walk, then you are being destroyed and cast down day by day because there's no hope of glory in you to sustain you. How do you think those people made it through being bitten by dogs? How do you think they made it through being beat, I mean, sometimes almost to the point of death? How do you think they made it through months and months, weeks, all of this time of just marching, marching, marching? How do you think they made it through seeing the very public servants who were there and supposed to protect everyone, enforcing the law in such a way that they beat them sometimes to death? How do you think they made it? Glory. They had to have a vision that was bigger than themselves, a vision which was anchored in a power stronger and and more powerful than themselves. That power is God. It is the hope of glory in us that allows us to endure hard times, to keep pushing forward despite the obstacles. It is the hope of glory of Jesus Christ in us that causes us to catch our second wind. Do you have a dream? Glory. In 1963, and I got to hurry up, we don't have but 15 minutes, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, he spoke his famous I Have a Dream speech at the March on Washington. And, of course, we don't have the time to read that entire thing today, but it became famous as he began to talk about the vision, what he saw, not division, division like we're spread apart, but the vision, in other words, the dream or the goals, as we read in Proverbs 29:18. And as he began to expound upon the vision of what he could see, it rallied the troops even more. It gave them staying power to run the race. Because you see, when you have a vision which is rooted and grounded in Christ, you are able to not only see the vision yourself, but to convey that vision in such a way that it causes the fire to be stoked in other people so that they support you so much that they're willing to go forward with you even to the point of death. He had a dream, but my question is, do you have a dream today? Glory. What is it that you're hoping for? Do you have a dream? What is it that you're praying about? Do you have a dream? What is it that you're fasting for, naming and proclaiming? What are you interceding for and crying at night? What are you shouting about and praising God for despite every obstacle coming against you, every attack that Satan sends? What is your dream? Do you have a dream today? What do you want to see done in the lives of your loved ones? Do you have a dream? What do you want God to do in your own life, your own spirit, your own ministry? Do you have a dream? What is it that you're holding out for, believing despite all odds? What are you willing to march for, to die for? Who do you love enough to stand up for? Do you have a dream? Glory. Without a vision, without a dream, without hope, people are destroyed. Without joy, without something to latch on to, families are torn apart. Without God, without faith in its power, people and nations become divided and segregated again. Do you have a dream? Glory to Jesus. Our time is almost run. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Do you have a dream, brothers and sisters?
If you've ever had a little trouble in your life, I don't know whether you had any trouble in your life.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus.
That says,
Lord,
the old song we decided to do
right now.
The word is trouble in my way.
Because trouble is in our way. But Father, it's not enough to make us just give up on you today, because we still have a dream. Trouble is in our way, Father, but it's not enough to make us stop believing, because we have a dream. Trouble is in our way on every hand, coming from every angle. Trouble wants to come in and tear us down and destroy us, but it will not be victorious today, because we have a dream. We have vision. We have goals and purpose. We have a dream today, Father, and we refuse to surrender our vision. We refuse to surrender our hope of glory. We refuse to surrender our faith in you. We refuse to surrender our victory and power. We refuse to surrender our peace and children. We refuse to surrender our marriages, homes, and businesses. We refuse to surrender our hope. We refuse. that you're in. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening right now. I ask you, Father, to cover them, Lord, and to allow freedom to ring, Jesus. Let it ring from every city and every hamlet, from every state, and again from every city, so that we are able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual free at last. Free at last. Great God Almighty, we are free at last. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody say, I have a dream. I'm going to do the altar call, and then I have to end with your task because we've run over. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. Listen, saints, remember we want to spread this word. We want to spread the hope of glory, and we want to re-encourage people to get a dream. So make sure you follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222 so that the recording will come to you via text, and then you can share that with as many people as you want. Again, text the letters DF to phone number 33222. And for those who already follow, make sure you share this with at least two people today. I want to renew and reinvigorate you to remember that you have a dream, you have a vision. All right, I'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern. If you didn't have time to write any of these instructions down, remember everything is on the website, fieldfire.com, fieldfire.com. See you tomorrow. Don't miss the fire.
Eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a